darkness at thy speaking, it was done.
Welcome to Sermons from Zion Lutheran Church of Gwinner, North Dakota. Zion Lutheran Church is committed to the message of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins, for the church and the world. The following sermon is from Reverend Dr. Matthew Richard.
Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 6th chapter. Jesus said, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his lifespan? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not be anxious, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. You either live by the pattern and rhythm of faith, or you serve money and material possessions with a pattern and rhythm of worry. In other words, dear friends, there are two ways of living that are outlined in our gospel reading from the Gospel of Matthew: the way of worry on the one hand, and the way of faith on the other. The way of worry, or we could say the rhythm of worry, always checks one's wallet, always goes to that ATM machine and sees how much money is in the bank. It always looks at that check register, always balancing it. This worry will cause us to shake the piggy bank. It causes us to count the balance sheet not once, not twice, but three times. This worry, it causes us to grab a hold of stocks and bonds, clinching to these bonds with white knuckles. This worry is always agonizing that the financial portfolio is never enough to live securely. This worry and this panic, it comes about when the stock market goes down, and it greedily wants more when the stock market goes up. The life consumed with worry will never have enough. It will never have enough resources, never have enough to make it, and it will never have enough to share with others. This worry will lead a person to compare themselves with others and will cause them to try to keep up with the Joneses down the street. Worry like this is not something innocent or harmless that we do to pass time, though. It is not a virtue, but rather this worry, it actually doubts that God will do for us what he has promised to do. That is to say, take care of us by giving us our daily bread. Indeed, worry, it doubts that the Lord will give us everything that we need for the support of our lives. You see, frankly stated, worrying is calling God a liar. And that is a sin against him, and against his goodness, and against his mercy. In fact, when we worry, we are essentially committing the sin of idolatry. We end up treating our worries as though they are some kind of God. We think that by worrying about our problems, somehow we will feel more at peace and find a refuge in our time of need. Our anxieties are the prayers that we offer to the God of worry. And make no mistake, my friends, those fretful prayers are heard. There is a God named Worry, but his other name is Satan. The devil knows that if he can keep us praying to him, if he can keep us preoccupied and filled with doubt, worrying about God's promise to provide for us, well then he can keep us from looking to our Heavenly Father for our salvation and eternal life as well. And isn't that what worry really does? If we're constantly concerned about what we will eat, what we will drink, what we will wear, that means we're constantly doubting that God will give us all that we need to sustain our life in this world as he has promised to do. Ultimately, if that worrisome doubting is left unchecked, the devil continues to make it grow until we decide to give up on God and then take matters into our own hands, doing it our way, fueled by worry and anxiety. The devil even gives us pious-sounding words to justify why we've turned our back on God. Words like, God only helps those who help themselves. Even so, these little statements, they capture the spirit of worry. In the end, we give up on God, and we decide to help ourselves, taking things into our own hands and getting the job done, no matter what the consequence or no matter what happens with sin, as long as we get it done. But that, my friends, is only a symptom. The disease of worry is much worse. You see, if we doubt God and we doubt the goodness of God, the good things in this life that he gives to us, it is because we doubt him for the true and eternal gifts and blessings that he gives to us by faith in his Son. Consider this. If we doubt that God will take care of our temporary daily needs as we pray for those in the Lord's Prayer, and as he has taught us and promised us, then how can we trust him for the infinite forgiveness of sins and the life eternal? We can't. Indeed, this is life in the deceptive rhythm and the ensnaring way of worry. Always worrying, never finding resolution, never finding peace, taking things into our own hands. Dear friends, it does not have to be this way. Actually, it is not this way for you as baptized, blood-bought Christians. The Lord does not sow, he does not plant, he does not instill worry and anxiety into your hearts and your minds, but he sows faith by the gospel. Consider this. In our gospel reading, Jesus, he points to the birds in the air. They freely flow through the air. They sing songs of glory. They eat what is given to them. The flowers too. The flowers and the lilies of the field are scattered and they display a majestic, glorious radiance. They are here today, they're gone tomorrow. They sprout up and they clothe the grass. They are taken care of by the Lord and they live without worry and without fear. And you right here, blessed saints, you sitting in this pew, are you not of more value than birds and flowers? Yes, you are. How do you know this to be true? The Heavenly Father considers you of great worth, each and every one of you of great worth. You are like a lost treasure that is dug up out of the ground. You are like a lost coin that is searched for. You are like a lost sheep that is sought. The Heavenly Father thought you were worth more than the birds and the flowers altogether. The value placed upon you is shown in the Father's sending of the Son for you. It is shown in your baptism when the Lord placed his very name upon your head and your heart, taking you from darkness to life and light. Indeed, you are of value to the Heavenly Father, which is precisely why Jesus was sent into our flesh to forgive you and me of our silly worries and to rescue us from our never-ending anxiety. Christ came. He came because you are cherished. He came to be your Lord. He came to grant you faith, not fear. Dear friends, blessed saints, you have been baked together. Yes, you have been baked together as one loaf with Christ. Faith is like that marriage ring that cements you to Jesus Christ so that there is complete unity with him and Christ. Thus, being cemented to Christ by faith, by your baptisms, means that what is Christ's is also yours. This faith that you are given as a gift, worked by the Holy Spirit through the Word and sacraments, this faith, it unbends you. It kills the old Adam. It places you in its ways, in its rhythm, in its pattern of looking and receiving God's goodness and his gifts. Furthermore, this gift of faith, it does not look to the piggy bank to see how much is in it or not, leading to worry. Faith will not lead to worry, but it leads to rest in the goodness of our giving Lord. The Lord comes. He comes. He has come, and he comes. Anxieties and worries are enveloped. The Lord comes and gives you faith and trust in the Father. The Lord comes, and you are free to love your neighbor and to see how the birds and the lilies live in the joy of a giving Lord. Now, with that stated, there will be days when the lilies get whacked down by the lawnmower. There will be days when the birds are swallowed like cat food. In other words, we all have those days where life is upside down, crazy, and out of control. However, do not fear. Do not fear when those dark days come to you, for they certainly will. Yes, do not fear, for you are not alone. The Lord will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He has promised to be with you to the very end of the age. The darkness, my friends, may or may not be removed. The lilies of the field may or may not grow back. And the bird may or may not be coughed up by the cat. But you shall not worry, for the Lord is with you. He is with you in the valleys that are overshadowed by sin and death. He is there with you. His grace, his mercy, and his peace are with you. They're with you today, tomorrow, and the next. Do not worry. Today, he again shows you. He shows you, each and every one of you, and he gives his goodness to you by his body and his blood, so that your faith may be strengthened, and that you may know that the greatest gift of forgiveness of sins is with you and for you when fear and worry spring forth. In the name of Jesus Christ, your giving Lord, who is with you to the very end of the age. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast sermon. You can access a full manuscript of today's sermon from Pastor Matthew Richard's blog at www.pastormattrichard.org or visit Zion Lutheran Church's website at www.zionwinner.org. The Lord bless and keep you.